Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of January 14th, 2023. My name is Dominic, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Tuesday, January 17th, it seemed like a rainy spring day. Puddles of water littered the sidewalk and parking lot at school. Chances noticed that the roads had turned into hardened ice after the water froze the next day. On Thursday, January 19th, the temperature dropped, and the earlier rain in the week turned to snow. About 3 to 4 inches accumulated. On Saturday, the 21st, we have a new moon. We have also increased to 9 hours and 22 minutes of daylight. Kira spotted a small rodent near the compost bin on Tuesday, January 17th. Tiffany has noticed many buck tracks at her house. The hoof prints have two spikes in the back. On Tuesday, January 17th, Mason and his dad heard a cardinal calling while waiting for the bus. Also on this day, Sol and Zane saw bird tracks, fur, animal scat, and blood next to the school compost bin. At first, they suspected it was a grouse eating a rodent. However, they saw a few crows near the bin on Thursday, January 19th. On Wednesday, January 18th, Kira spotted a gray and black toad seeking refuge in our school greenhouse. The sixth graders are continuing working on their quinsies. They have added sticks to the outside and are on their final step where they dig out the inside so they can go in it. The word quinsy comes from the indigenous peoples of Alaska and northern Canada. A quinsy is like an igloo, but an igloo is a snow shelter that is made of snow blocks, and a quinsy is a big pile of snow that you go into and hollow out from the inside. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.